Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anvil Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad student podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. Hello, my friends. How are you? Welcome. I have my new setup. Setuping. I recently got new lights. I think that was like my major issue was trying to find lighting because it gets dark at 4:30 at night, like literally basically pitch black. And as someone who recorded outside for so long, I can't even tell you how hard it is to fit it in during the daytime. And so I bought these ring lights and like photography level lights, the whole shebang to continue to set up my studio. So hello, you guys, welcome. I hope that you have had a great week, and I hope that you are ready to dive into our second part of our dating series. Let's freaking go. You guys loved part one. You guys loved part one, and let me tell you, part two is only that much better. I am so excited to talk about this topic today because this is literally the thing that I relate most to right now. This is like the thing that I'm going through and the thing that I'm trying to figure out right now in my life is getting back into dating. But before we dive into that, you guys, I have some fun news. Okay, two things. First off, it's officially Christmas season. It's officially Christmas season. It is blizzarding out. It's so snowy. It's been snowing all day. It's supposed to snow all night. You guys, it's only 2 days after Thanksgiving and we're caught in a snowstorm. I love snow up until a certain point. I love snow up until maybe mid to end of January. I get sick of it then. But of course, I live in Minnesota, so the snow isn't ready to be done yet at that point. But I am praying for a white Christmas, and so far, that's what I'm getting. Winter to me means four things, okay? Sweaters, soup, snow, and sweets. That's what winter means to me. So this season, I am super excited to dive into it, especially with the first major snowfall. But you guys, I hope, and I'm not trying to skip over one of my favorite holidays, I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. I hope that it was full of friends, family, food, and festivities. I don't know if you guys do any fun traditions, but I went down to Nebraska to visit my family on that side. And I haven't done that in so long. I don't get to see that side of my family very often. And so every time I do, it's such a blessing and I'm so excited to. And my second thing, you guys, I actually was able to be a part of someone else's podcast. I'm teasing it. I'm not going to say anything else until it comes out, but just know that there is a really fun episode coming out in a couple weeks, and I am so honored to have been on it. I'm so honored to have met the person that I met and to have talked about the things that we talked about. It was such a fun episode. I love that kind of stuff, and I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to listen to it, and I'm excited to continue to do more things like that. But I know you guys are dying to get into this episode, okay? I know you guys are dying to get into it. So I have a question for you guys. Am I ready to date again? Cheers, cheers, cheers. I have my Olipop with us. You know the vibe, strawberry vanilla. As cute as they are, I do miss my full-size cans. However, I will say that low-key, it's just enough. It's just enough to make me want more. Sometimes it's hard to finish a full can sometimes, especially if I just like pick it up on a whim. So the small ones are really nice, but alas, cheers, cheers, cheers. Cheers to a fantastic episode. Cheers to fantastic holiday and to a holiday season, to comfy cozies and to staying warm within this season. Cheers, you guys. I want to do a... I think that one was awesome. Wait. Last week, we talked about breakups. We centered the whole episode on how difficult breakups can be sometimes and what they mean. I went through a lot of examples of things that I went through and ways that I found myself out of it. But to be real, it was very centered around my personal experience. I tried to make it very relatable depending on who was listening. But I think that's really hard because there's so many different ways that breakups can occur and that they can affect us. However, today, I really want to dive into the part of the breakup where you are allowing yourself to get back out there and you're starting to go on dates again. You're starting to move away from your singleness and you're trying to figure out if you're ready to open up that door again to someone new. This is the part of my season that I am currently in, and it is not for the weak. It is not for the faint of heart. I am terrified. I am terrified to get into another relationship. I feel like the one that I went through taught me so much. Taught me so much. I've emphasized that so much to you guys already, but it taught me so much about myself. I went in not knowing literally anything about what I truly wanted in a relationship, just kind of having general ideas. And I left knowing 20,000 times more than I did before. And I know that there's a lot that I benefited from when that relationship ended because I just learned so much. But there's a part of me that is terrified to go through the same thing that I went through. Terrified to give my time away because I felt like I lost so much time and I lost so much of myself. And the idea of opening my heart again and being vulnerable with someone again, possibly leaving them the opportunity to hurt me and break my heart. That's where I'm at. That's truthfully where I'm at. And it's terrifying. It's really terrifying. I've gone on some dates. I've gone on a few dates and I've talked to a few people who have been amazing. Everyone who I've talked to post my breakup has been truly amazing. And I think the main thing that's cut those things off has been me. It's been me and me not being ready. It's been me and me not knowing if I am able to give enough to someone right now. I've been close. I've met people and I've gotten close with people and we've been vulnerable with each other. And unfortunately, just timing has a way of kicking you in the butt, and it hasn't been the right timing because it was too soon after my breakup, or I wasn't fully healed in the ways that I wanted to be, and I struggled to feel comfortable enough to open up my heart again to the same extent that I had. Because I feel like when you go on dates with people, it's really easy for like the first couple weeks to just be like platonic and to just be getting to know each other and just be figuring things out and to just be like, okay, is this truly something that could be more? That's kind of what the beginning stage is. But then once you get past that fifth date mark and even onward, you start to really, really want to invest your time into someone. And I just have such a hard time wanting to invest my time into someone. I believe time is so sacred. And I think that that's something that I really learned in my past relationship is just how sacred time is. And I know that when the right person comes along, I want to give them that time. But man, oh man, is it so hard to be ready to give that to someone and to be okay with giving that to someone. Now, the first thing that I want to say about this is truthfully that I don't think that there's a right answer. I want to let that be the first thing that I say is I don't think that there's one right answer for when you know that you're ready to get back out there. But I do just want to say, I feel like part of it is a feeling. I feel like part of it is a feeling where you're content with where you're at and you feel excited about getting back out there. You get excited about the possibility of falling in love. And even if you're excited about that, you might still get the feelings of fear. You might still get the uncertain feelings of like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know if this is right for me. I don't know if this is wrong for me. I don't know how this is going. I just don't know. There's always going to be those feelings. There's always going to be those feelings. But I do think that when you have a feeling that that kind of life and that kind of position excites you, I think that it is truthfully part of your duty to explore that. I do think that that is when you're ready to slowly open up the door. And I do think that a lot of the times people take that and they literally run through the wall with it and they go so quick into something to the point where it scares them and it spooks them and it makes them back step 5 steps, okay? It takes them back to where they were when they first became single. They give everything, they devote everything, they jump completely into it, and it makes them take a few steps back because it's not what they truly wanted. And so that's why I say that I do think that it's a feeling, but I think that when you get that feeling that it entices you and it makes you excited, that you take that and you slowly roll into it. Because I do think that when you have an opportunity, if you race into something, you're gonna miss the things around you. You're gonna miss the things that you're noticing. You're gonna miss the things that are signs for you and that are clearly in your path. You're gonna overlook the red flags. You're gonna overlook this. You're gonna overlook that. You're gonna overlook the person that you're changing into. And then you might get yourself into another situation that you don't want to be in. But when you take your time and you pace your way through it, I truly think that that feeling will either grow or it'll alarm you of where you need to be, if you need to stay in it or if you need to get out of it. That's the first part, is I don't think that there's one specific time. I don't think that there's one specific notion that lets us all know when we're ready to date again. I truly think that it's a feeling, and it's a feeling that you slowly need to kind of just break through with. But I think as we get back out there, and I think as we open up those doors again, another thing that's really important to think about is that it is so important that when you start to get back out there, you don't forget and overlook all the healing you just did. When you go through a breakup, what happens next is most of the time a healing season. It's most of the time you reflecting, it's you healing, it's you putting yourself back together again. But obviously when we're healing, we're fighting against a pattern that we've learned. We're fighting against something that we've gotten used to knowing, whether that's triggers and things that you had in your past relationship, whether it's false things that you have thought about in your childhood, whether it's whatever it is. Most of the time, it's trying to unlearn things and heal parts of you so that you'll be put back together for yourself. But as we get back into dating, a lot of the times, we just go back to what we think we know. We just go back to our natural instincts, which a lot of the times are habits and triggers that we used to partake in, that we used to believe about ourselves. And that doesn't help us. That doesn't help us when we go back and we go back to the old boundaries that we used to have. We go back to the old standards that we used to have. You just did so much work. You just spent so much time putting together yourself and putting together lists of people and standards and boundaries that you have for yourself that allow you to respect yourself and allow you to hold firm to the person that you are. But sometimes we get super, super excited and we allow ourselves to put those on the back burner because we get excited about feeling ready to get back out there. And I'm going to piggyback off of that as well, okay? Because when it comes to meeting people again and starting to date based off of certain boundaries and standards, it gives us more room to be disappointed, okay? It gives us more of a possibility to be frustrated with the people that we are meeting. Here's what I have to say about that. And this is something that I live by, okay? If I wanted a boyfriend, I could go out and get a boyfriend. If I wanted somebody, I could go out and get somebody. But the type of person that I want is more rare. The standards that I have in someone are more rare. And the boundaries that I hold for myself means that I will not just let anyone near my heart. That's what matters. That is what matters. When you take yourself from a breakup and into a healing stage and you figure out what you want in someone and you go into dating wanting someone and wanting the standards that you put in place for yourself, it allows more room for you to be disappointed. It does. And this is the thing about that, is that when you get disappointed or when you're not meeting the people that you want to meet, two things revolve around that. One, don't get into the mindset that you are not going to find someone. Don't talk down on yourself thinking that your standards are too high. I have a whole episode on high standards, but don't talk down to yourself and think that there is no one out there for you. Because two, my second point in that, which also transfers me into another point, is that truthfully, where you meet people matters. The type of places that you are reflect the type of person that you are meeting. And I don't want to say that in a stereotypical sense, okay? I don't mean that. I do think that there are diamonds in the rough. But generically, if you don't want someone who drinks a ton of alcohol, why are you trying to go to the bars to meet someone? That's all I'm going to say. Not everyone who goes to the bars is hammered. Okay, not everyone who goes to the bars likes to drink a ton. But if that is a standard of yours, why are you going there to meet someone there? Because most likely, why do you think that they're there? They enjoy time with their friends, sure, but they're probably there to drink too. Okay, most of the time, I'm not going to say every single time, and I'm not trying to put everyone into a subcategory, but all I want to say is where you meet people matters. If you're going to the bars to meet someone, you have to be okay if that's their normal status, if that's where they want to be most of the time, if that's something that they like to do for fun. And piggyback with that, okay, all my things kind of piggyback off of each other, which is really fantastic. But just because you are ready to get back out there, that doesn't mean or guarantee you the possibility of meeting your person right off the bat. And that also calls for a lot of disappointment, okay? But When you are ready to get back out there, a lot of the times you jump the gun. You get ready and you're fast and you're quick with it. You want to meet someone, you want to meet your person because you're fixed, you're ready, you're good to go. But that doesn't always mean that that is the right timing for you. That doesn't always mean that the people that you pursue are truly ready for the same thing that you're ready for. Just because you think that you might be ready to get back out there, that doesn't mean that you're immediately ready to date someone. It just means you're ready to look. You're ready to start at the idea of it. You might think you really want someone, but do you need someone right now? Is someone right out of your healing zone exactly what you need in that moment? Or is it just something that you're craving because you've spent how many months alone and you're finally wanting someone again? You're finally wanting the idea of someone. It doesn't make you frustrated or nervous or scared or anxious, the idea of possibly getting into another relationship. Let the main focus be finding someone patiently because you want to. Don't let it be because you need to. Let it be natural. Because often, once we get ready to date, we just want to be dating someone. We want to be in that relationship. But that might not be what's meant for us. That might not be what God has for us. It might not be. It might just be that He's healed you from where you're at now, and now you're able to focus your time on something else. That might mean you're ready to get out there and meet people, but that doesn't mean you're ready to just jump into another relationship. Again, I said this before, but if I wanted a boyfriend, I could go out and get a boyfriend. But he might not be the type of boyfriend that I truly need. I think another side of debating if you're ready to get back out there, which is kind of separate from what I've already been talking about, but I think another point of view that is really important to take note to is that a lot of the times people want to be fully healed before they get into a relationship again, that they want to be fully put back together before you devote your time and your heart to someone else. I'm a perfect example of this. I am a perfect example of this because I've been single since February. And boy, oh boy, have I done a lot of healing. But I struggle to feel like I am done healing. I struggle to feel like I'm in a good spot to stop and to meet someone. But one thing that I've been trying to remind myself of and that I want to act on as I continue to get out and I continue to date is that you don't have to heal by yourself all the time. You don't have to have it all put back together. You don't have to have the puzzle pieces fit completely before you add another one. Sometimes people help you heal. Sometimes people help reteach you and show you a different side of certain things that you've been thinking. That it doesn't just have to be you're put together and then this person can come into your life, but a lot of the times it's more in the sense that as long as you have the generic idea of who you are and you have where you want to be, you have the person that you want to be, sometimes it helps. Sometimes it helps to have someone on the other side, to have someone help guiding you, to have someone help teach you, to have someone help be there for you through this time. So it's not just you and alone. Now, I think there's a fine line between when that's okay, because one thing I never want to do is become dependent on someone. I want to be dependent on myself. But if you're having difficulty with X, Y, and Z, sometimes all you need is someone supporting you, being your biggest cheerleader, allowing you to be the person that you want to be to help you feel like you can complete X, Y, and Z versus have it just be you and feel like you can't do it because you're not enough. Now, this can come in any forms. It can come in friendships. It can come in family. It can come in whatever. But I will say that don't knock off the idea of being open to dating again because you feel like you have to be completely put together before you open up that door again. Truthfully, you also have to be okay with people seeing you heal, with people seeing you put yourself back together. And sometimes when you put yourself back together and someone helps you, they help carry the big pieces and the big baggage that you have. It allows for them to see truly what's in your heart and to see where you're coming from versus where you're going. You're always going to want to be more put together. But don't knock the timing of something because you aren't. And that brings me into another point, which is to trust your gut. There are a lot of people who could probably tell you if you are ready or you're not ready. There's a lot of people who could probably tell you their opinions on your single life, their opinions on your relationship, their opinions on your healing. But I truly think that you need to trust your gut. You need to trust who you know that you are, and you need to trust that you will know when you are ready, that you will know if you should pursue something, that you will know if you should back away from something, that you will know if something is for you. That way, you will know if something is not for you. And that also brings me into another point, which I want to mesh together with this one, is that yes, only you know when you're ready, but a way you truly know who you are is when you know the person who created you, when you know the person who has the best intentions for you, who wants the best for you, who wants you to succeed, who wants you to fall in love, who wants you to feel at peace. And that is God. When you trust God's timing, when you pursue God, and when you put your faith into Him, into the character that He's creating you to be, and He's pushing you to be, and He's allowing you to be, you will have more trust in yourself and your gut, and the Holy Spirit will help guide you more for what's for you and what's not for you. A lot of times we get into the mindset of I, what do I need? What do I want? What's best for me? What will help me in the future? What's necessary? What's not necessary? X, Y, and Z. Where am I supposed to be? What do I want? Am I ready? Am I ready to date again? When you dig deeper into your spirit, into your heart, into your physical, into your mental, into your life, and you heal with the person who created you, with the person who wants the most for you, who knows you better than you know yourself, who knows your next move, when you heal with that, you're gonna have so much more to give to someone. You're gonna have such a stronger spirit. You are gonna know, and you are gonna be more certain about things when you are certain in Christ, when you are certain about what He has for you. God is there to guide you. You ask Him to remove, and He will move in some of the most aggressive ways, I will say. He will eventually remove. You ask Him to reveal, He will reveal to you. But that relationship and your relationship with yourself can only strengthen if your relationship with Christ strengthens. Because then it's not just you and whatever you think you want, it's God helping guide you to what is for you. It's so hard to know if we are ready. I wish there was a certain sign. I wish there was something more specific that could tell us and make us certain that we are ready. But sadly, it's not that easy. And sadly, we're always faced with the possibility of getting hurt again. We're always faced with the possibility of not knowing the situation we're going into. We're always faced with the possibility of failing before we succeed. We're always faced with the possibility of losing a bit of ourselves or getting hurt or hurting someone else. A lot of it just means that you just have to take a step forward, have to take a risk to try it out. You can't live in fear your whole life that you're not ready. Sometimes all you have to do is get out and see if you are. See how you react, see how you feel. If you don't like it, then you know. But you also never know unless you try. And when you do try, as hard as it is, you can't be afraid of getting hurt or hurting someone. Because this time is so sacred. It's you learning who you are as a person, what you want in someone, what you don't want in someone, what you want for yourself. Just as it's someone else trying to figure out what they want for themselves. I think there's a lot of moments that I get really nervous that I am gonna let someone down if I tell them that I'm not ready to pursue a relationship with them. But I have to remind myself that if I'm not ready and if this isn't something that I wanna pursue, then it's not something that I wanna pursue. And that's not that person's fault, but I would rather let them know than lead them on and hurt them more. I would rather tell them how I'm feeling and tell them what I'm going through and tell them that it's just not right than to be so afraid of hurting them that I go through with something, to be so afraid of letting that person down that I don't be completely honest with them. There's so many difficult things about dating, but honesty shouldn't be one of them. Honesty about how you feel, even if it means letting someone else down or being let down. Someone else is saying it to you, I think it's just growth. I think it pushes you closer to where you are meant to be. If someone didn't have a good date with you, of course that's gonna suck. But wouldn't you rather know that that person isn't your person to give you more time to find your person than have them play you and have them treat you like you are when you're not? It's so hard to know when you're ready. sometimes all you have to do is try. We talked about a lot today, you guys. We talked about a lot. This was a very personal one to me because this is stuff that I'm going through right now, and it's something that I just need to take my own advice on a lot of the times. And even though this isn't scientifically what you need to do and how you know you're ready, I think it's relatable in the sense that we never really truly know when we're ready. And we need to make that the norm and less of, oh, I knew from the get-go. But to allow yourself to trust yourself enough to get back out there, and as you get back out there, hold on to your healing, to be patient, to notice where you are pursuing people and notice your habits, trusting your gut, remembering that sometimes people help you heal, and to also trust God and to trust in His timing above your own, to trust on His plan over your own. I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it spoke to you, and I hope that it touched a part of your heart, and I hope that it brought you closer to maybe realizing if you are ready or if you still need some time with yourself. Because even if you are ready, you can still have time with yourself. You can still have time with yourself. But you guys, I love you. I love you so, so, so much. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, let me know. Like, comment, subscribe. I can't put it into words how much I love when you guys reach out to me, how much I love when you DM me, how much I love when you message me on anything, comment, anything like that. I almost cry every single time because it just means that much to me. You guys mean that much to me. And even if I haven't met you guys, I still feel so very connected to each and every one of you, and words just can't describe how thankful I am that not only you guys relate and don't feel alone, but that I don't feel alone, because that's what this is. It's not just a community for you guys. It's a community for me as well. If you guys did enjoy this, let me know. Please don't be a stranger. I take pride in responding to everyone that I can. And if I haven't, message me again, and I promise I'll see it. But I really hope that you guys have an amazing rest of your week. I hope that you enjoy the weather and you enjoy it getting a little colder. Please don't hate it yet, okay? Don't hate it yet. Enjoy it until Christmas is over. But I love, 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 love you guys so very much. I will talk to you so very soon. Bye!